listening to Strawberries and Champagne Marketing Podcast. Here, we try to help small business owners and entrepreneurs up their game when it comes to marketing. No expensive strategies, but creative strategies that you too can apply and benefit from. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Let's dive in. Welcome, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to let go of the past and how to choose future promises over familiar patterns. So let's dive in. Life is an intricate dance between the past, the present, and the future. We often find ourselves at crossroads when we must decide whether to cling to familiar patterns or to embrace the allure of promising opportunities. These decisions can be challenging, and sometimes it's essential to choose the path of the unknown over the comfort of the known. In this episode, we're going to explore the age-old question of whether it's better to believe in a promising future or rely on past patterns. And while you might already have an answer in mind, it's crucial to consider both perspectives and perhaps to be open to a different viewpoint. We humans are creatures of habit. We find comfort and security in routines and patterns that we have developed over time. The familiar is, in a way, comfortable, and past patterns provide a sense of predictability and stability, and many people rely on them to make decisions. After all, if something has worked in the past, it's tempting to believe that it will continue to work in the future, isn't it? On the other hand, the allure of promising beliefs is undeniably powerful. The excitement of new opportunities, the potential for growth, personal growth, and the possibility of achieving something extraordinary can be incredibly motivating. We are naturally drawn to the idea of change and growth, and the promise of a better future can be a compelling force. So now here's where the dilemma arises. When faced with this decision, should we stick with the tried and true past patterns, or should we take a leap of faith and embrace the uncertainty of a promising belief? The answer, as is often the case, lies somewhere in the middle. It's important to recognize that past patterns and promising beliefs are not mutually exclusive. We can learn from our past experiences and use them as valuable guides for making informed decisions about the future. However, we should also be cautious not to let the fear of unknown prevent us from exploring new and exciting possibilities. And here are a few considerations for you to take into account. Take a close look at your past patterns. What have you learned from your experiences? Are there valuable lessons that can inform your decisions in the future? Also, embrace the idea that change is a natural part of life. Don't let the fear of stepping out of your comfort zone hold you back from pursuing promising beliefs. Assess the potential risks and rewards of both choices. Sometimes the potential benefits of a promising belief far outweigh the security of past patterns, or it could be the other way around. Talk to friends, to family, or mentors who can provide insights and guidance. Their perspective can be invaluable in helping you make the right decision. And ultimately, listen to your inner voice. You know yourself better than anyone else, and sometimes your gut feeling can be a reliable compass in making decisions. So in the end, it's not about choosing one over the other, it's about finding the right balance between past patterns and promising beliefs. Life is full of opportunities for growth and change, and it's up to you to determine when to let go of the past and when to embrace the future. The key is to make the choices that align with your goals and your values, and even if it means leaving behind the safety of what you know. So what should you believe in more, a promising belief or a past pattern? And the answer is that you should believe in your own ability to navigate the complex terrain of life and decisions. making decisions are the best, that they're going to best serve your growth and your happiness. So the path to a fulfilling life often lies in the balance between the familiar and the unknown, between what you have learned from the past and what you hope to achieve in the future. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite feed or to iTunes. You can also follow me on WordPress, Facebook, and Instagram, where you can find me as The Unusual Marketer. Thank you for being there. Till soon. Love you all.